hope they resonate and help you deal with some of the things that we deal with in this thing called life. Okay, let's get started. So the title today is called The Purpose of Frustration. The Purpose of Frustration. I didn't really realize it was a purpose to frustration. I just thought frustration existed. But let's talk about that. So our verse today is Proverbs 12:16. It says, when a fool is annoyed, he quickly lets it be known. Smart people will ignore an insult. When a fool is annoyed, he quickly lets it be known. Smart people will ignore an insult. I guess what that's telling us is if we quickly show our anger every time we get mad, we're letting everybody else know that we're mad. And we should be people who ignore the insult that made us annoyed and angry. So we will encounter people who create so much frustration that we might ask God, please help me show them extra grace. Who are these people in your life? It might be somebody driving slow in front of you. It might be a coworker. It might be an ungrateful friend. It might be a rude and obnoxious neighbor. The demanding, demeaning, and disapproving family member. You know, a lot of us have developed unhealthy responses to frustration. They might avoid difficult people. Denial only delays the problem. It doesn't solve it. They might try to make them happy, but some people will never be happy. No matter what they do, it's just not good enough. How can we respond like Jesus? Consider the fact that God has put these people in your life to be heavenly sandpaper. Although you are irritated, God is using these people to take the rough edges off. God's more interested in our character than our comfort. So let's think about that. So he'll put people in our life that frustrate us, aggravate us, upset us, so that he can use them as sandpaper to work our rough edges off, because he's a lot more interested in building our character than our comfort. So let's learn to look past their behavior to see their pain. Lots of times hurt people will hurt others. They're full of fear and insecurity. Maybe they're shouldering a pressure that we don't even know about. Instead of dismissing these frustrating people from your life, look at them as a gift from God to help you become more like Christ. Wow, is that going to be difficult? Frustration reveals something in you, and you can give this to God by having a change of heart. You could say, God, help me to be more patient. By the way, I say that every day. God, help me to be better at apologizing. God, help me to be more thankful. Frustration also gives you the opportunity to show grace to others. One of the reasons God has forgiven you is so that you can reflect this forgiveness to others. That can't happen if you don't get frustrated. Just so you know, I have frustrations every day. Life is not easy. But God gives us an instruction manual, the Bible. And I have found that the more time I spend in his word, the less frustrated I get. So I encourage you today, spend as much time as you can in his word, especially in the morning before you start your day. Spend time in his word to kind of set your roadmap for the day. Because I tell you what's happened to me a lot of times. I'll read a verse in the morning and something will happen that'll directly reflect back on that verse. It's like God laid that verse in front of me to get ready for this day. And then it comes right back to my mind when I'm dealing with whatever issue it is. It's like, exactly, God, you told me this morning how to deal with this. So let's get into his word. Let's, just read a proverb. You know, Proverbs says there's 31 Proverbs, which exactly fits a calendar. Read the proverb that fits the date of today or tomorrow or whatever day. Just flip it open and read that just to get started. You know, they say Proverbs is the wisdom book of the Bible. Read a proverb just to get ready for your day. I hope you enjoyed the message on frustration. I hope that everybody listening is safe and secure from this hurricane. And hopefully next Wednesday when we get together, everybody came through it just fine. Let's pray. God, we seek you. We need you. We pray, God, for your guidance and wisdom in everything we do. I pray, God, for all those in the path of this hurricane. It appears it's going to be a bad one, God, and I just pray your peace and your comfort and most of all, your safety of those that are in the path. God, please protect them. And I pray, God, that you continue to guide and lead our company. I pray for TT and all of our family members, our customers, all those we do business with. God, we're so thankful for each and every one of them. God, just pray that you guide us and lead us. We seek you, we need you, and we love you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.